Today Radio. Let's get the news headlines. It's 9:30.
The A7 motorway towards northern Luxembourg has reopened after being closed for around 3 hours this morning following reports of smoke in the grooved tunnel. Health Minister Martin Depré says Luxembourg's hospitals are not yet structurally equipped to cope with extreme heat waves after temperatures inside some hospital rooms topped 34 degrees last week. In other news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out a withdrawal from southern Lebanon until Hezbollah is fully disarmed and no longer poses a threat to Israel. Financial disclosures show US President Donald Trump earned around $1.2 billion from cryptocurrency activities in his first year back in office. And the oceans have never been this warm in June, according to the EU's Copernicus Climate Agency. Average temperatures reached almost 21 degrees. For more on these stories and for the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu. It's a sunny and cloudy day with a possibility of rain this afternoon. Current temperatures are around 18 to 20 degrees, reaching a maximum of 26 degrees.
RTL Today traffic info.
And the traffic, let's see, there are reports of an accident on the A1 between Ham and Kirchberg that has no updates for about 20 minutes, so I don't know if there's any more delays on there. If you have any more information, you can send it to us at 62152 5000. 6 minute delays on the N5 between Rue de Bacharach and Schuweiler. 10 minute delays on the A3 between Bresham and the roundabout Gluck. We've got 5 minute delays on the N5 between Bel Air and Boulevard Royal and Monterey, and there's 5 minutes on the N7 between Beggin and Aish. Generally, starting to quieten down a little bit. There's just 10 minutes on the A31 Canfin towards the A3 at Doodlange, and another 10 minutes on the A4 between Remmerish and Pompier. Speed checks are in Hassel on the route to Dalheim in the afternoon, in Ripfiler at Hapstruis, and in Schengen on the N10. And stay up to date with all the traffic at today.rtl.lu/mobility/traffic.
The Sam Steen Show on RTL Today Radio. The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
You ready for Higher or Lower?
I'm ready.
Up after this from Brittany.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no one.
Do I hang on down, losing my head, spinning down?
Britney Spears, Toxic on RTL Today Radio. Yeah, it's time for everyone's favourite Wednesday game show. It's Higher or Lower, and here's your host, me.
Yay!
Yay, there's your contestants. Yes. Sasha, hooray! Right, so it's Higher or Lower. You know the game. I'm going to make a statement or give you two options, and you need to tell me which is higher or lower. We've only got five questions, so it's relatively rapid fire. So first one is about here in Luxembourg. Which commune has the higher population? Is it Differdange or Doodelange?
Ooh. Oh, I think Differdange has grown, so I'm going to plump for Differdange.
It is Differdange, well done.
Hey!
Over 30,000 people in Differdange. There's just over 22,000 in Doodelange.
Right.
So there you go, points for you, well done. Who has sold more albums? Coming to play over at Lux Expo, Katy Perry or Lenny Kravitz?
Ooh, that's difficult because Lenny Kravitz has been around forever. So obviously you would think it would be Lenny Kravitz. But my gut says Katy Perry.
Well, good. Well done going with your gut. She has sold way more,
in fact.
Yeah, so Lenny's got between 40 and 50 million records.
Right.
Katy Perry, somewhere between 143 and 151 million records.
Wow. Well, that makes it even more surprising that both of them are here in Luxembourg, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. She's a major mega star, and I will be giving away tickets for that show pretty soon. Back to Luxembourg now.
Yeah.
Which has the highest point? So which country has the higher peak?
Okay.
Is it Luxembourg or the Netherlands?
Oh, surely the Netherlands. It's famous for not having a peak at all, does it? So I'm going to go plump for Luxembourg.
It is Luxembourg.
Yes.
Luxembourg's highest point is, do you know?
Somewhere in the north. I don't know.
It's called Kneif.
Kneif?
K-N-E-I-F-F. And it is a whopping 560 metres above sea level. In contrast, the highest peak in the Netherlands is Walserberg, which stands at 321 metres.
Oh, we're really low. We were actually the other day having one of those discussions. Do you think that living close to the river, we're basically at sea level?
Yeah.
Because I was like, I think we're pretty low lying.
I think so. Right, here's one. This one may take up most of the time for our quiz.
Right.
Which has more letters? That town in Wales?
Oh, yes.
Or that volcano in Iceland?
Oh, my gosh. Well, they're both unpronounceable,
yes.
So that's a starter.
Extra points if you can pronounce either.
I know it's sort of Gogo Loch or something is the end of that Welsh town,
yes.
Isn't it? Llandudno something, something, something. Gogo Goch.
Good.
Isn't it?
End.
I just
it
missed out the
it.
Middle bit.
Yeah, exactly.
And, oh, the Iceland volcano. I wouldn't even make a start on that. I'm going to go for the Welsh town, as long as I can also hear you trying to pronounce it.
It is, in fact, the Welsh town, so
yes!
Well done to you. So this is the town that is located in the Isle of Anglesey in North Wales, is the longest place name in Europe at 58 letters. The story behind it is quite good, actually. So the name translates as St. Mary's Church in the Hollow of the White Hazel near a rapid whirlpool and the Church of St. Ticilio near the Red Cave. It rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? The original name is much shorter, but a local tailor apparently extended it in the 1860s as a publicity stunt for the railway station.
It's really very
good.
Nice.
So, it is pronounced... Clanvir Putel Gwyn Githel Goger Quin